There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast, Aaron. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and hello.
What's up?
Good evening.
Back from, what, a month and a half hiatus?
It was a long break.
Yeah, I was, Survivor came back.
Survivor came back. I can't even fake my way through The Amazing Race anymore, people. I'm sorry.
I'm catching up, people. I did like the first episode of The Amazing Race.
You didn't?
It was okay.
Yeah.
I kind of like some of the teams.
Okay, so tell
me. The second episode I'm not through yet, though.
Okay. So first impressions of The Amazing Race, the YouTube stars.
I had very low expectations coming in. Because I always hate kind of contrived things like that.
Oh, right.
You know, they have a following on YouTube or Vine.
So how big of an impact is that? How much do they play that up?
Oh, they're playing it pretty nicely.
Oh, of course they were.
Like, you know, teams apparently have been watching other teams before on YouTube. Yeah, I guess I'm not into that whole, like, genre.
I'm out. I mean, Trevor, you and I are old enough now. We're mid-30s, I guess we could say.
I didn't know you could be a star on YouTube or Vine.
YouTube and Vine stars are all the craze. All the it's beyond our years, Trevor. I feel like
I'm kind of hip. I read People magazine at the grocery store. I've never read like, oh, YouTube star such and People.
But the kids that are 12 to 22 don't read People magazine.
I guess
so. That makes you an old person, Trevor.
I felt like when I'm reading People in the grocery store, I'm like young and hip. Like knowing what the celebs are doing.
No. You're an old person because you read People magazine.
God. I didn't realize that happened to me. I'm still in the 18 to, what's the bracket? The coveted bracket?
It's 18 to 45, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm in there.
Yeah.
Near the top of that bracket. I'm right smack dab in the middle of that. Yeah. Bad boy.
But it's
I'm not old.
The YouTube and Vine stars, Trevor, have passed us by. We're too old. It is the first thing that I will admit to being too old to get into.
Yeah, I didn't realize it. So they play that up. Like, yeah. You saw what you like when they introduced them all in the first episode. You saw that this person is a star on this YouTube show, whatever.
Yeah.
And they left from their houses, which I thought was interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
So they left from their house. You had to go to what, Buenos Aires or somewhere like that from your house or what?
I think they were in Argentina.
Were they? I was just going to look and see what the...
Or is it Mexico they were in?
First leg went to Mexico.
Okay.
So from their house, they had to go to Mexico.
Yes.
How is that fair?
Well, no, first they had to go to LA and then they had to go to Mexico.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't like their first clue come to them, and it's just like
no,
get to
it's
Mexico.
Like they're recording at their house, and they had to take off.
Okay,
no, I'm so it's honest. I watched the first episode of The Amazing Race last week. The second episode I haven't watched yet.
So we're the
incomplete reality TV podcast.
That's fine. No one cares. We're here just having a conversation.
We're killing time before we talk about Survivor.
Exactly. So it was more of a Big Brother type intro, like. You're at your house. You have a half hour to pack.
Well, no, I felt like they were already packed.
Oh, okay. I don't get what they're doing there.
I think it was kind of to play up the whole YouTube, like, shooting videos at home theme.
Oh.
I think that was the goal. There's a couple teams I like their personalities. I can't remember it now, but when I finished watching that second episode...
They made such an impact on you.
When I finished watching that second episode, I'm going to know who I like. You're going to make me carry The Amazing Race all season long, aren't you?
I think so.
See, here's the problem with The Amazing Race. It starts at 8 o'clock on Friday night.
Yeah.
So I never actually catch it live. I always rely on watching it on TiVo, right? And... Here's my real problem, and you probably have... There's probably many people like me. I never watch any TV show live anymore.
No.
I have everything I want to watch set to record entire series, and I watch them all commercial free. I never watch commercials anymore. Let's say the Blacklist is on Thursday. Let's say I have like Blacklist, Blue Bloods, right? Shows I'm like, yeah. Oftentimes, like, if it's a really good one, Amazing Race could be like fourth or fifth in pecking order on a Saturday.
So I was just looking
at Survivor is always first, right? Survivor, the moment that bad boy was in my DVR, I that got watched immediately.
I'm looking at the cast of The Amazing Race here, and I know one of these guys because I've seen his trick shots on YouTube, the Brody Smith.
Yes, he's an interesting character.
I recognize him. The rest of these people are not famous.
there's a team. I didn't realize that fashion models did this. These two women's their job is like they get like swimsuits on and like they wear them on Instagram. So like instead of like you know
that's how they're famous.
That's how they're famous. That's a pretty cool and probably seems like not too hard of a job. I would think.
No, it's ridiculous. The rest of these people are not celebrities. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, listen, they could have marched the entire cast right by me and said, "These are celebrities. Do you know who they are?" And
I would have pointed out to Brody Smith because he looks somewhat familiar, but I would have said, "Oh, he plays football or basketball."
I would have felt bad. Aren't you on the FX show?
Yeah. So, okay. Like, I'm looking at Bernie Burns.
You were on an episode of Law & Order, weren't you?
Bernie Burns and Ashley Jenkins. Is that father and daughter? And are they both famous?
Well, I think they're both. I think everybody, like, I think every team on the show.
They're both YouTube or Vine celebrities.
Yeah, they like YouTube together. So, like, if there was YouTube, we would have started RFF Radio, and we decided to do a live show instead of,
right.
You know, that's what they're looking for.
But see, this is fucking terrible, people. And I'm not saying the podcasts are the way to go either, because they're fucking horrendous, too. I'm not saying that at all. Mm-hmm. The podcasting business is fucking terrible, too. But this is awful. Like
Adam Curry is insulted by
that
comment.
Oh, fuck Adam Curry. That's what I say. So over him.
No, the cool thing about the podcasting business is I'm podcasting right now while I'm lying in bed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting here in my fucking bedroom.
It's a lot more. It's a lot less strenuous.
It's astonishing to me. Like these people have 4 million followers on. You know, this one, Tyler Oakley, has 21.5 million followers.
That's pretty crazy to me. Like, I've never heard of it. When I found out we had 20,000 voters with RFF Reality, which we have to do, by the way.
I know, we have to try to do that. We're going to do that.
But that's a lot. Tyler, actually, I think he's one of the teams I like.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Tyler and
she was his
Corey.
Mom?
No, this is Tyler and Corey.
Who's the one with his mom?
That is Sherry and Cole.
That's the team everybody's gonna root for right there.
Really?
I think so.
See, he looks somewhat familiar too. So she only has 27 followers. Well, fuck her when her 27 followers.
Maybe she's not actively pursuing followers.
Or maybe not. He has 7.5 million. I don't know if he looks familiar, but I've never seen him before in my life. I've never seen any. This is terrible. Like, these people aren't famous. You know, I one of my favorite sayings from my co-host on 2 Cents Radio, 2centsradio.com, and Nico, he says, if you have to put an adjective before celebrity, you're not really a celebrity.
That's a good rule of thumb, actually. No. Like, if you have to tell me
that you're a YouTube
totally
celebrity,
that.
That you are a YouTube celebrity. You're not really a celebrity.
Agree with that.
This is why I can't watch this season. I just can't. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of the gimmicks with The Amazing Race.
No, to me, it feels like I just feel like they're reaching. They need to reboot that show.
It's wore out, right?
You know, I feel like the challenges need to be a little more difficult. I feel like I have some hopes for this season in terms of, I feel like there's going to be friction at some point between these teams. But they need to have more friction on the show, without a doubt. Teams need to dislike each other. It can't be so happy-go-lucky. They've been trying to get to that. See, I think, you know, who is it that came on our show and said that with the Amazing Race, they keep them all in separate hotel rooms?
Yeah, they started that after season 13. The famous.
Yeah, see, I think
13.
That's a mistake.
Yeah.
I think you want them all in the same hotel room. So then if there's, like, lingering animosity, they have to see each other.
This show, I mean, The Amazing Race has been on since 2001. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought? It started September 5th, 2001. Which, you know.
Because I feel like.
Before 9/11. This show has been on before 9/11.
Yeah,
that's a long time ago, right?
Yeah, this show's been on since at least 2000.
2001.
2001.
Yep, September 5th of 2001.
Wow, they launched it. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't
realize
that.
I didn't either. But whoa. So it's an old show. It's time for a reboot. It's time for something different. And I don't know how you change it. I don't know how you
there's some subtle tweaks you have to do. You have to, I think the teams have to dislike each other more.
Yeah.
You have to make the challenges harder. And you have to have the gimmick shows should be like once every three, like Survivor, right? They have Survivor's gimmick shows work though. Cause like Brains, Bronze, Beauty, I feel like that they always, Survivor starts off with a gimmick like that, but by like week five, it's like regular Survivor again.
So
you know what I mean?
You're talking like Big Brother, whose twists only last 4 weeks.
Yeah. Like Survivor always gives you like something, but you know, Survivor, you know, that's like the gravy, but you're going to get the meat and potatoes, you know, by like the first month of the season.
Yeah.
And even like, you know, should we segue into Survivor?
Yeah, let's talk about Survivor. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, Survivor is awesome. I thought this. I like this gimmick. I like this cast. I thought the first episode, I was really, really happy with it. Really,
we're finally. This is one of the cast, and again, it's Brains,
all
Brawn,
new
Beauty.
People. I like that.
Yeah, well, except Caleb. It's Brains, Brawn, Beauty, but at least it's not a completely like beautiful cast. There aren't a lot of models in this cast.
No,
I like that.
I totally agree.
It looks like normal people. I mean, I'm really happy with how this cast looks.
Yeah, the only
on the
two
outside.
You could say, you know, not normal people would be Caleb because he was on Big Brother, and Scott Pollard because he was a former pro basketball player.
Right.
But other than that, you know, I already kind of liked how the team, the challenges, and what's been going on around camp. I like this cast. I already like this cast.
I really feel like it was an hour and a half, a 90 minute premiere. I really feel like that's almost perfect for this show because you have a chance to really expand on what happens in the challenge. You have a chance to expand on what happens in at the camps, and you have a time to expand at what happens at Tribal Council.
No, and there's definitely, you can already see some groups forming, right?
That aren't going to last.
They aren't going to last, but I feel like there's already, I can already see some dominant personalities, right?
Yeah.
You know, Caleb seems like he's going to be a dominant personality in his camp.
Yeah.
Ty made a big mistake in that camp and look for the idol that quickly.
What are you doing?
He's got to be more organic when you go look for the eye. I feel like he thought he knew where it was right off the bat, but when he didn't find it like quickly, he needed to stop looking.
Yeah, he said he spent over a half hour out there.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
You got to look in like 5 to 10 minute increments.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't be too conspicuously, especially this early in the game. Now everybody in his tribe is going to be either thinks he has the idol and has to, and will be looking to vote him out. Or just doesn't trust him.
Right. And you can't do that in the first 3 days.
Yeah. Rookie. But it's good. New player made a rookie mistake. Now he's going to have to. Problem for him is he's already kind of on the outs in that
he
camp.
He is.
He's older than everybody else on his tribe. He's such an obvious target now.
Julia is only 18, it's saying here. I did not know that.
If I'm Caleb, I'd be a little worried. The three girls in his camp seem like they're going to be pretty tight the entire way.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I like Caleb playing Survivor, to be honest with you. I don't think that needed, that cast decision did not need to be made.
No. It just, I think this cast is going to be good enough.
Yeah. And Darnell, Darnell really screwed
He just
up.
Messed up in the challenge.
He did.
Yeah, lost the mask. Yeah. That, you know, to me, it was kind of, I thought they were going to vote Alicia at first, but
I did too. Yeah. They must have planned that tie in case she had an idol.
Yeah.
But, or, but why would you plan that tie and then, in case she had an idol and then vote Darnell out? Unless they were afraid that Darnell had the idol.
It was, I think they're afraid Darnell had the idol. That, it's the only way that makes sense to me.
They really played up, though, the fact that she says, well, maybe I have an idol and maybe I don't, which made me think that, well, they're going to vote her out. So I wasn't surprised the tie happened. I was surprised then when Darnell got voted out.
To be honest, I feel like they were going to vote this early in the game. I think you could, although Alicia was such kind of obvious to me this early in the game.
Yeah,
I think like it was kind of a safe vote to vote Darnell, right? He lost the mask and that lost the challenge for us.
But
to me, I think early in the game, you just want to keep voting safe.
But Sydney, the alliance that he originally had set up, I feel like you can't even trust anything she does now because she totally didn't stick to that alliance.
It's, yeah, in her defense, it's a lawyer way to be sticking to alliances.
It is. I guess it is. If the writing's on the wall, the writing's on the wall. I guess he was going
right,
to.
Yeah, I'm not sticking my head out for somebody this early in the game.
No, I suppose you're right. I really feel like, though, they messed up. I think it needed to be Alicia that went home first and not Darnell. Mm-hmm. And then that bug. Let's talk about that bug in that lady's ear. Who was that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was gnarly.
That was terrible, right?
Did she, and that bug wasn't that small, either.
No, but it wasn't that big. I was really expecting, like, a cockroach to fall, to come out of her ear. That's what I really expected, honestly. I'm like, oh, well, this bug must be massive.
Imagine, like, you know, you flick your ear, though, and you can kind of, you know, imagine something like that crawling around inside your ear canal.
Yeah. Couldn't she have gone swimming and, like, flooded?
That's what I was thinking. I would have jumped in the water and tried to drown it, although, is that... Shouldn't somebody... Can't you request medical?
Yeah! Why was she suffering? I'm not sure why.
I am screaming for medical. There's
a lot of fishy things going on with this.
Right? Like, if that thing is in my ear canal to the point that I'm, like, about to start crying, I'm calling for medical. I'm like, take this thing out of my ear.
Yeah.
Because they patch people up to get them back in the game. Why can't they get a bug out of your ear?
Yeah. I feel like they would have just dumped some saline solution in her ear, flooded the thing out.
Yeah.
And it would have been done.
Yeah.
But honestly, the way
don't they have to clean her ear or something after something like that's been in there?
Yeah, because what if it gets infected now?
Yeah.
It's too close to your brain to be messing around, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree.
But I really, the way she was carrying on, I really thought like this fucking cockroach was going to just come out of her ear.
And they kind of let it walk, crawl around in there before they took it out.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't want to miss it.
I know.
Like, Scott was a little worried. You can see, like, Scott's like, if I go for it too quickly, it's going to go right back in
there. But again, get in the water and that thing just goes away.
Hopefully. That's what I'm surprised the water wasn't the first option. I agree.
Yeah.
By the way, I think Darnell taking a shit in the water probably was bad. That was bad news for him, too. You got to swim a little farther out.
Yeah.
But I always did kind of wonder, right, like, when you got to go number two and you're on Survivor.
But why?
Do you like run a mile into the forest,
yes,
or do you go into the water?
No, I feel like I couldn't poop in the water.
The water's probably more sanitary, I would think.
Yeah, but then you got poop floating around in the ocean. You got poop coming up. You got poop washing up on your beach. That's no good. That's no good.
I think the key then is you have to do it in the forest to quickly run to the ocean to clean up.
I just don't think you can do that.
At least he's got to be a little bit farther out, though.
Yeah.
Maybe find a cove to himself.
You know what? Take the boat out. go out beyond the reef.
I thought that was the funniest thing I've seen on Survivor.
I can't believe they put it on, to be honest with you.
Well, because the only time they've ever, like, gone there is when, was it poor Bruce?
Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't poo. The man couldn't poo.
When poor Bruce had to be evacuated from Survivor.
Wow. Can you imagine?
He looked like he was just an awful pain. I felt bad for Bruce.
Hey, I know the feeling. I've had my own share of medical issues with that part of my anatomy lately. God.
But I thought that was hysterical also. Great. Yeah, it's just a great first episode.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I wouldn't say it was great, but it was
good. You know what it was? I think I had withdrawal. Because it hadn't been like a big, like, usually, like, you know, in the spring, the moment Survivor ends, it feels like Big Brother is like racing on TV.
Right. You know, the thing that I liked is they went back to the marooning. They threw them off the boat, and I love that. I don't know why they don't do that every time. Because it's interesting, it's fascinating, it gets your heart rate going, it makes you nervous, it makes you scared, it makes you feel like you're there. And I don't understand why they don't do the marooning thing every time.
I love the marooning thing. I love that the guy went diving into the water after the chicken.
Oh, I know, those poor chickens. I felt bad for him. I really honestly wonder why PETA or somebody don't, like, scream bloody murder. Honestly, because those poor chickens, I felt bad for them.
Listen, Ty came up with probably the most humane way to keep track of the chickens I've ever seen.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they get away.
Well, see, the question of the chickens always becomes, right? Like, somebody always says, let's kill a chicken and eat it now. But if the chicken can lay eggs, you're better off leaving the chicken alive.
I just don't think that there are enough nutritious value there for the chickens to pick up to lay eggs. Chickens, it's hard for chickens. They have to have a good balance of nutrients to make that egg. Mm-hmm. So I feel like chickens, I eat them. Fucking eat them. Cut them up, eat them.
You're eating it. You're not going to try to get eggs for like a week or so.
No, because they're not going to lay eggs. Mm-hmm. And if they do, it's going to be one a day. And who wants that?
Mm-hmm.
One little egg a day? Fuck that. I can make a whole day's worth of meat out of a chicken, not one egg.
Well, Julia said she could make fire, but she couldn't.
Oh, that woman, batshit crazy.
You think when she walked in for Survivor casting, they're like, you don't need to go to Los Angeles for the final interview, you're on the show.
Yeah, we're just putting you through.
I just signed this release form and we're going to be sending you along your way.
And what's her name? I can't even find
her. I think it's Julia, right?
Oh, there's Julia, the blonde-headed chick.
Oh, no,
Debbie.
No,
Debbie.
Debbie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Debbie is crazy. Ugh, I don't like Debbie.
She's clearly the first person getting voted off the Brains tribe.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy is a dead ringer for President Obama, by the way.
Yeah.
That's why he got cast on the show. He looks like President Obama 20 years ago.
20 years ago? No. He looks like President Obama now. With that gray hair. That awful gray hair.
Yeah. He's a dead ringer for him.
Next season, they need a Trump.
They should tell the person that looks like Trump if he's on Survivor, listen, we just need you to just be off the cuff.
My God, Obama lookalike is only 34. He looks way older than that.
I thought he was about 20 years old. He's got a young-looking face, but he's got gray hair like the president.
Wow, he looks... I thought he was much older than 34.
That tribe, by the way, is good. I have a feeling that tribe is going to be. If I had to make like an early prediction as to which tribe produces the winner, I'm definitely going Brains.
You do? I don't think so. I think that tribe is in disarray.
They just won the challenge.
They did, but they're going to have problems. Old Debbie's going to cause problems.
But I think that helps to have her because she's a clear. Right, so if they have to go to tribal council, they're not going to have to argue over who to get rid of. I mean, the choice is obvious for them. I think that's a benefit sometimes.
Maybe.
Keeps cohesiveness amongst the team.
I don't know. Interesting cast, though. Ty is a very interesting character to cast. I like that casting decision. I applaud them for doing that, because that is a fascinating. And it's a
Which tribe should we put on? Let's put him on the beauty tribe.
But I could sit and listen. Like, him telling the Vietnam story.
It was great.
I could have sat and listened to that for hours.
What worried me was after he told that story, then he goes and searches for the idol. Yeah. I was like, fuck, they're introducing because they're going to vote him off.
I know, that's what I was thinking too.
But he survived. I hope he gets, he's got to ride it out for like another week or so.
He does.
People will forget about the searching for the idol incident.
But a good casting decision.
I liked it.
I just don't think Caleb was a good casting decision.
He's probably the only one I would debate.
Like, there's just no need for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not interesting. He wasn't even interesting on Big Brother. But yet, for some reason, his season, he was the most... I don't know. He was the... I don't know. He's just... He's weird.
I think they're hoping he has a deep run in the show. And he very well might, although...
He could.
He could. He could. That tribe should be... he could. He could emerge as the leader of that tribe.
I mean, he wasn't even that interesting on his season of Big Brother. Because
what he's got to do is... maybe he's going to learn from some of his... He's got to be friends with the three girls in this tribe. He can't start hitting on them.
If you're going to pick somebody from his season, which was Big Brother 16, bring Donnie. Let's get some Donnie action back on.
Donnie would have been awesome.
Donnie was much more interesting than Caleb. I don't need. I don't need Frankie.
There's been so many characters like Donnie who flourished on Survivor, also.
Or Zach Attack from that season.
I have a bad feeling Zach would have gotten voted off. Oh, he would have.
But he would have been great. He would have been. Would
have been like a very nice 3-week run for him.
Cody and Derek, you know, much more interesting characters on this.
If Derek were cast, I would love it, because then he could be... Nobody's ever won both shows. Hayden came the closest, right? So Hayden won Big Brother and came in like 5th on Survivor, right?
Yeah, what did he... How did he do on Survivor? I was just going to try to find him. What season of Survivor was he on? Oh my goodness. Having a hell of a time here. Nothing's working! He wasn't on this last season. Was he on Worlds Apart?
He's on like 3 or 4 seasons ago. He had a deep run, though.
He did. I just got to find him.
He didn't make the final tribal. I want to say he finished 5th. Just out of the money.
I can't find him. Blood versus Water. That's what he was on, right? Yeah. He got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He got 8th.
8th. That's a good run.
He's a 7th jury member, I guess. No, 5th jury member. He was 7th.
7th. 7th place.
He was middle of the pack.
Yeah, you know, Derek would have been good. Would be good on Survivor.
God, he was on a long time. That was 2013.
Shit, that's wild.
Hayden was on 3 years ago.
Yeah, you're right. Derek would have been a good casting decision.
Where has this year? Where has 2013? I'm still in 2013. I'm not even kidding. What year was Big Brother 16?
Probably 2011.
I would say it's probably 2012. I'm looking it up here. Hold on. It was 14. What?
No. It was before. It was, I'd say, 2012 or 2011.
Hayden Voss was on Big Brother in 2014.
What?
Oh, the filming. But the original release was September 2013 for Blood vs. Water.
There's no way he was on Big Brother before that.
No. Hold on. Am I looking at the wrong Hayden?
There's been a few Haydens.
There has been a few. Yeah, okay, he was on Big Brother 12. I'm looking at the one on Big Brother 16. So he was on Big Brother 12 in 2010.
2010?
Okay. Yeah, 2010.
That season was in 2010?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
That was Britney's season.
That was a great season. Big Brother 10 is right there on my list of favorite reality TV show seasons.
I don't know where time has gone. I give up. I'm done. I'm still stuck in 2013. It's not 2016 because I'm still in 2013. I missed 14, 15, and I'm missing out on 16. Wow, we are dumb. I've had the wrong Hayden the whole time.
It's all right.
Oh, well. There's Hayden Voss and Hayden Moss.
That, yeah, they just did that to confuse me.
Yeah. And, yeah, they're spelled the same. Hayden Voss was, it was Hayden and Nicole. Nicole off of Big Brother 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's Hayden Voss. We're talking about Hayden Moss.
Yes.
Holy fuckaroni. You know what that means, Trevor?
What?
It means it's the end of the show.
How can people get a hold of you?
Twitter.com/RobRFF. And Trevor at RFFradio.com. How about you, Trevor?
You can ask me at Trevor, RFFradio.com.
Yeah, there you go. There you have it. I'm old. Trevor, we're old. Can we admit it? We are old.
Nah, YouTube stars. I'm gonna go watch YouTube and find out some more YouTube stars.
YouTube and Vine stars have passed us by, and we can't tell the difference between Hayden Moss and Hayden Voss. We're old. It's official. We're old people. We're old people podcasting. We're even in a medium now that's old. Like, podcasting is so 2005. All right. Oh, that does it for us this week, everybody. Have a great week, and we will catch you back here soon.